Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
Let's say Martin Murphy joins us on the line. Martin, it's a good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Patrick. How are things?
I'm doing very well indeed, Martin. It's been another busy week of racing, and really, I suppose, the story of the week is really the weather taking a hold now of the ground around the country.
Yes, certainly a bit of a surprise, all right, Patrick. With plenty of rain on the way anyway, and I suppose that's what people really want. A lot of rain in England, actually, but the big Royal Ascot meeting starting next week. It's surprising to see that the ground officially at the moment is good to soft. Now, I think it's supposed to dry out over the weekend. That all kicks off on Tuesday. Some tremendous racing to look forward to. We've got plenty of racing, as you say, this weekend. Two meetings at Down Patrick, meeting at Limerick and also meeting at Gordon, and all likely to get a bit of rain tonight, I think, is a lot of rain forecast. And we had no rain at all in Leopardstown last night. Some horses are taken out because the ground was a bit on the lively side, but certainly it's hard to know what way it'll go. But the weather's okay, I suppose. It's just it depends how much rain's going to fall, and anyone punting over the weekend, certainly keep an eye on the skies, because the ground could change an awful lot. Up to 20 mils forecast for Gordon on Sunday. That will change ground an awful lot if that happens. But lots to look forward to over the weekend anyway.
Lots to look forward to. Just to quickly look back at last weekend, the big race in France, of course, won once again by Willie Mullins with Mr. Adjudicator.
Yeah, fantastic. And, you know, 1-2 for him with Pahome as well. French jockey rode on that occasion. He's a horse that typical Willie Mullins has improved in handicaps and now good enough to win a Grade 2, and certainly looks a horse that would do well even next season. No problem with the trip as well. The more he stepped up in distance, I think the better it was. I remember, I know the previous trainer very well, Joseph Murphy, very well from Federer there, and he was a good horse in the flat at Mr. Adjudicator, and certainly has done a good job. He had a very quiet season up to only to about Ferry House, and then he only ran the once up to the Ferry House in April, and then of course won at the Punchdown Festival as well. And he's just another good example of Woody Mullins' shrewd place in the way he can pick up a Grade 2 race in France that likes soft ground, and he's certainly a horse that should look forward to running good hurdles next season and probably will go chasing in time.
Yeah, we will look forward to that in more time indeed. But for the moment, we're going to go have a look at the weekend's Irish racing, and we're going to start off with the 8-race card at Limerick on Saturday. Martin, there's 8 races done for decision, kicking off at 2:20. Going to kick off with the 2nd race in the card. That's the 6.5 furlong rated race for 3-year-olds and upwards, and we've 10 who'll be loaded here.
Yeah, interesting race, this one, all right, indeed, Patrick. And the Slattery team of Andrew, and of course, young Andrew Jr., who would have been doing his leaving cert up to at least yesterday or today. I'm not quite sure how the exams are going, but he certainly has a big chance of winning here. A horse called Sours, trained by his father. Very good old servant to the stable over the years. Likes soft ground, and with the ground officially yielding at the moment, and with plenty of rain forecast for tonight, conditions are likely to be in his favour. He put in his best performance for some time when just beaten at the stall a couple of weeks ago in a similar type race. I think he's got a very good chance of winning here. Two against him maybe would be a Mocha Lad for Damien English. Had a good season so far, has already won twice. He's climbed up the handicap a little bit, but any overnight rain would certainly suit him. While another one there called Lord Rapscallion, I know it was last time for Johnny Murta and Shane Kelly, didn't get the clearest runs in the big handicap in Mace, would have a chance here of, from a stall 3, and I think that one definitely is one to be noted. But I think Stars overall is where I'd be playing this one.
Okay, the 6 furlong handicap is due off at 3:25. Maximum field here at 14, Martin.
Yeah, Piper Brown was a bounce back to win away his last time for Aidan McGuinness, and Tom Madden has a dodgy stall here though on number 17. It's a wide enough, it's going to be the widest of all. He actually will come out with a stall 14 here, and he's got a good chance of winning again. But I think on the other side of the coin, Cruella de Ville for Johnny Murta and Shane Foley is well drawn in stall 1. This one went very well to Curragh in 2nd a couple of weeks ago, and then just got touched off at Figo in an auction maiden. I think it's climbed up the handicap a little bit, but might just be good enough to win from stall 1 here.
Just to mention as well, Martin, there was a change in the rules during the week regarding the reserves.
Yes, that's right. So if you see there, it's interesting that Piper Bomb is drawn 17. Now, there's only 14 runners, so people would say, well, how can it be drawn 17? We do include the reserves now in the draw, so it kind of puts away any kind of, people are often wondering, you know, if the reserves gets in, what number is he actually going to be coming out of? And that was always a bit of a problem over the last couple of years. It all depended on what a horse actually came out, forced out of the race, then he would take his stall and all this type of thing. It was kind of very messy. So what they decided to do was what they do in England, where they actually allocate stall numbers to the reserves. So say number 15 gets in, there's Streffan, we all know he's going to be drawn in 15. If number 16 gets in, Chagall, he's going to be in stall 12. So there's no more messing around with that. Punters don't have to guess which stall they're going to come out.
Yes, more punter friendly indeed. Let's have a look at the apprentice handicap, Martin, for horses rated 50 to 80 over just shy of a mile and a half, due off a 4:35, as I say, and there's 11 will be facing the starter.
Yeah, John McCullough's at times having a tremendous season both on the flat and over jumps, Patrick, has to be said. And his CJ Craig was a winner last time. He's up 5 pounds for that. Young Amy O'Hanlon takes them out here and certainly will be one for the shortlist. I do think Charlie South will have a chance too for Shane Nolan. It's just a bit short for him maybe. He was third over 2 miles at Navan last week in quite a good race behind Kellison and Shakespeare's Galley. That was quite a good effort. He's been a useful hurdler as well, this Charlie South, and certainly should go well here with Shane Cross on board. But perhaps Happy Company can get a deserved turn. He's finished in place for the last 3 times and he was third last week in a handicap at Navan. I think this trip will suit him. Danny Sheehy rides and he certainly wouldn't mind any overnight rain. He's got a lot of things going for him and he just gets the vote here.
The mile handicap for horses rated 45-70, due off at 5:10. Sees a maximum of 16 declared.
Yeah, Johnny Murphy has a horse here called Luminant, but I must say improved the last time to finish second in a decent race at Navan behind a horse of Joseph Ryan's, who could be fancied in other races later on over the weekend. And Luminant, I think, with Shane Kelly on board, nice stall there in stall two, must have a chance here. Also, Watermelon Bay finished a good second last time out at Gordon Park behind Fit for Function, who is a useful horse for Joseph Murphy. Billy Lee on board here hasn't got the best of draws in stall 15, but would have to have a chance in this one. I think Luminant, though, with Johnny Murphy, can be another winner for that stable, who normally does well in this type of race.
The penultimate race in the card is the mile handicap with 13 runners declared here, due off a 5:45, Martin.
Yeah, this is the most valuable event in the car, and it's very competitive here. Rain overnight would certainly be needed for a horse called Only Human for Jessica Harrington. He was one of Tip Top last week. Now, he was only second at Navan, but he was due to win a run last night at Leopardstown. He would have been favourite. He'd be 6-4 favourite in most of the betting, but unfortunately he was taken out because the ground wasn't soft enough. So if the rain comes overnight, he has to have a very good chance here under Shane Foley. Laugh if you want for Gerard Keane is definitely one with a chance. Again, if that rain comes, the forecast rain, that one would certainly enter calculations. But the one I like is a horse called Master Speaker. He's a bit of a tricky husband for Aidan McGuinness. Didn't win one of his better races last time at the Curragh, but the ground was definitely too quick for him. He's drawn seven here, and a sharp track like Limerick would suit him. He's the type of horse, Patrick, that likes to find trouble, and I'd say probably will from his draw of seven. He's right in the middle of the track, and I just think he doesn't win that often, but when he's on song, he's plenty of ability. I think he's a tricky customer. He rocks out of each way a chance here, and he could be 6 or 7 to 1.
Okay, anything else on the Limerick card, Saturday?
Yeah, possibly one there in one of the earlier races, a horse of Jim Wells called Hazen Key. I thought ran very well last time at second at Navan. Had an outside draw to overcome. That's the 4 o'clock race. Oisin Orr on board, but I think he has a good chance for the Aga Khan and Dermot Weld. But the opening race, horse there called Errol King of Joseph Ryan, almost won at the stall last time, made most of the running on that occasion, just got caught late on. I think that one might be good enough to win the opening race at 2:20.
Okay, let's head north in, Martin, because the Downpatrick have their 2-day card on this weekend. Starting off on Saturday, they've got eight races, kicking off at 2:30, as I say. And the first race look at the second on the card is the 2.25 mile handicap hurdle, Martin, where we've got 12 declared.
Yeah, an interesting horse there is called King of Arran, Patrick. It was a 12-year-old horse. You wouldn't think I'd be tipping him up or talking about him at all, but he's been very good form of late. Last time he came down, Patrick, he actually won a similar type race. He's up 7 pounds for that. Danny Mullins rides him again. And his 2 runs in the flat in the last 2 Thursdays at Leopardstown have been quite good. It was there last night when he finished 4th in a mile and 7 handicap, and before that he finished 5th. So even though he's certainly, in the veteran stage now of his career, he still is certainly running fairly well. If the ground stays good, he's got a big chance. But the one he's got to beat here is number 5 in the card, Wooster, for Noel Kelly and Noel McParland. This one ran a fine race on his first run in a handicap over hurdles at Quebec a couple of weeks ago, when second of a horse called That's My Hoss, who would be fancy to win a beginner's chase up at Downpatrick tomorrow as well. I think that was a fair performance, and a similar effort tomorrow might see him home in front.
The 2.5 mile handicap hurdle for horses rated 80-95 drew off at 3:40, sees the maximum field of 15.
Yeah, Duke's Girl has been interesting here for Gardinelli. She's been fancied a fair few times now and hasn't quite delivered. Hasn't run too bad now in saying that, and must have a chance here with Davy Russ on board. But I might take a chance on Gavin Cromwell's Global Racing, who finished a good third last time. Conor McNair is a name that I think we'll certainly be hearing plenty more about. He's very, very good value for his £7 claim. And I just think after a couple of fairly decent placed efforts, Global Racing might just get his head in front this time.
The 2.7 mile beginner's chase drew off a 4:15, an interesting field of 13 go to post.
Yeah, the locally trained Marshall Watson, British Art, has been very consistent over hurdles all season. Now, he hasn't managed to get his head in front since St. Stephen's Day, but he has been running consistently well. He's an interesting one here in his first start over fences, and his 2.7 trip is certainly should suit him. Demi Ply for Padraig Roach and Brian Cooper was going okay at Quebec last time. Don't think he would have won, but he certainly would have been placed when he came down at the second last. But I think, you know, went to clear round, he should go close. But the one to beat is definitely That's My Horse. Brendan McNamara, good winner last time over hurdles at Quebec, and looked a competitive contest, looks the type that should do well over fences. I think he could be good enough to make a winning start over fences in this 4.15 contest.
We stay on the chase course for the next two races. There are two handicap chases over 2.7 and 4.50, and the 5.25 sees the 2.3 handicap chase.
Yeah, and the 4.50, not too many with great recent form, but there's certainly one there, King's War, for Amanda Mooney and Martin Mooney. Won well at Wexford last time, up £7 for that. But it does look at the this race is there for the taking. Maybe School Lane for Liam Lemon with Andrew Short on board, or Adam Short on board, should go well against her. But I think King's War might be the one to beat here. But the 5.25, Canadian Seal's been in good form of late, the top one, and certainly will have a chance here, even with the top weight of 11 stone 12. Liam Lennon, though, Maureen Starr, good second last time out to Canadian Steel, and now misses at better in the weights. Adam Shaw claiming another £5, so he only has 9.13 to carry. Maybe Maureen Starr can reverse place in this Canadian Steel and could win this race.
Anything else at Dunpatrick on Saturday, Martin?
Possibly the opening race, I suppose, it should go the way of the Gordon Elliott stable. Ballydun Blaze was a bit disappointed, I have to say, at the stall last time, so I prefer his number two on the card, Amor Verdaro, with David Russell on board. Well, in the last race, again, it's an interesting one. Again, it's another one of these Gordon Elliott ones, Santana Plessis. Now, it's been a little bit disappointing. He ran a fine race in the Land Rover Bumper in his very first start at Punchdown 2018, but has failed to win since then, despite having one or two golden chances. Now, this looks another golden chance for him. Lisa Neal takes the mount this time, and I think she probably should win, but it wouldn't be one I'd be putting too much money on. It's just slightly disappointing, but this is certainly the weakest contest he's contested to date, and might just be good enough to get his head in front in that bumper race.
Okay, let's keep going with Dunpatrick, because they have another card on Sunday, kicking off at 1.50. Going to move into the third race of the card. It's the Mayor's Handicap Hurdle over 2.25 miles, and nine runners declared here.
Yeah, Shane Slevins in a pinch was a good winner at Tremor last time under Paul Townend, Patrick. That was a good effort because it was first run for quite a while and should improve here. And I was up £9 for the win, which makes things more difficult. But Daryl Keefe claims a valuable £7 off her back, and that's a definite plus here. A couple of good chances. The Dynamic Allen was a good winner last time over a course and distance, must go well. Beat of the Sea as well is another one coming here in good form. But I think the interesting one here is Charles O'Brien's Reign in Spain. Charles O'Brien's more noted to be a flat trainer. Now, he trains here in Strathan, so it's a long way to go for Reign in Spain, the top one here. Ricky Doyle claims a valuable £5, but he was a good fourth last time behind a much improved horse of Gavin Cromwell's called EJTK at Bannerogue, and that was quite a good handicap at Bannerogue. Even with the top weight here, I think Reign in Spain might just be the one to win.
The 3.25 is the 2.25 mile handicap hurdle. Martin's an extended handicap for 4-year-olds and upwards, and again, nine have been declared.
Yeah, another competitive race here. Edward O'Grady's Le Vagabond is certainly a decent horse. Now, he hasn't won the race for quite a while, both over hurdles or on the flat. But Paul Townend taking him out, I think, could be highly significant. This one ran at Tremor last time, but didn't really handle the track. He likes good ground, so he wouldn't want too much rain, but he definitely has a bit of a chance on his overall form. Shimmer and Shine has been in quite good form of late. They're number 8 on the card, second last out to Dynamic Allen over this course and distance, so should go well. But the very bottom one is the one I'd be interested in, Andrew McNamara's Zoffoli. Useful sort. Ran well at Ballinrobe last time, winning quite well. Justified favouritism. Up £10 for that, but still appears here off just a handy weight of 10 stone 4. I think just on the upgrade at the moment, and just might take a bit of stopping in this one.
The 2.1 novice hurdle is due off at 4 o'clock with 7 declared, Martin.
Yeah, small enough field here, but again, tricky. A horse I've been watching for quite a while. I think now that he's really kind of found his grade now, Patrick. Song of Namibia. Decent horseman trained on the flat by Gerald Lyons, was a useful handicapper. Hasn't really taken the hurdles as well as you might have hoped, but some of his earlier form wasn't too bad. And a mark of 102 here now for Gordon Elliott, which Jack Kennedy on board suggests he could be ready to win this one. City Limits has a chance for James Nash and Danny Mullins, while Brocco Pondo is a decent sort in his own right, but it's probably getting on in years now. I think Song of Namibia should take plenty of beating in this contest.
Anything else on the Dunpatrick card on Sunday, Martin?
I would take probably a chance. There's a horse of No Means called Care in the last race. He's finished 4 hurdles on his first run at Tipperary. Now there's one of the months going hill called Rulia Bulgia, the bottom one there, and Patrick Mullins is down to ride at just 11-2. Now when you see Patrick down to ride as late as 11-2, you got to take notice. So it must be well fancied. It is first time out though. But I thought that Care ran quite a good race for No Mead and now written by young O'Hare on his back. I think he's got a very good chance here. I always like Harsh Run Over Hurdles first time coming back for a bumper. The other one with a chance is Lady Bethany for Joseph Ryan, third at Tipperary, first time out. Tony Hamilton takes the mount here. The opening race could go the way of Willie Mullins. I think Poker Danny has a good chance for Paul Townend. Good second last time over 3 miles. I think that type of form would probably put him ahead of Manishan, who was third last time in Handicap Company. I think Poker Danny could win for Willie Mullins there. The second last race looks a very open contest and not a lot of horses in great form, but maybe Mighty Whitey for Noel Kelly could be the one, but Connor or Clement valuable £5. Needs improvement in his recent starts, but has some good form in his back catalogue and might just be good enough to win this one.
Okay, so that's the racing up in the north, the National Hunt cards over the weekend. We're going to head back down to Kilkenny on Sunday, Martin, because there's a 8-race Goran Park flat card down for decision, 1:35 start time. Moving into the second race of the card, it's the 3-year-old handicap over 7 furlongs with a maximum field of 16.
Yeah, Mick Helfer's Libra Tower, a bit of a surprise winner last time out, up £4 for that in a very tight contest, which was 8 days ago at Leopardstown, won just on the line on that occasion, so it could be interesting here. I just thought Johnny Fiend's Fugation ran a nice race at the Curragh last Friday week, first handicap, few pounds, all right, finished well, finished fourth to Little Clarinet over 6 furlongs at the Curragh, set up to 7 furlongs here, hasn't been done in much favour by the draw, a wide draw here, but Shane Cross, very valuable £5 claiming off his back. Looks the type that could improve an awful lot, and I think Fugacious might be able to good enough to win this one.
The €26,000 handicap over 7 furlongs is due off at 2:40. A very competitive field here of 11, Martin.
Absolutely, Pat. This is probably one of the rest of the day here. Tony DeGent entered a long running sequence when he won the last time over a course and distance. That was a weak enough contest. He took £4 for that, but most enter calculations. Wentworth was a higher level last time for Dermot Weld and Chris Hayes, but before that had won narrowly at Cork. Only £2 higher now, and certainly comes into the argument here. Our Geological for Damien English is the type of horse that runs well in all these type of races. Very, very consistent. Likes to make the running and most enter calculations. But I think Fit for Function for Joseph Murphy could be interesting here. Andrew Slattery on board, claiming £7 off, just 8-9, just gives him a mark of 8-2 to carry here. Tour de la Soul a couple of weeks ago, before they had won well at Gordon Park, and in stall 2, must have a good chance here. He will be prominent all the way from his low draw. I think he should take a bit of beating.
We have two divisions of the 45 to 65 handicap over the mile, Martin, and two races with a maximum field of 16.
Yeah, very open stuff here. The first division, I'd be interested in Bogus Only Sky for Shamey Heffernan. Second last time and decent ground at Carmel. That was quite a good effort, and I think might just be good enough to win that first division. Although Lady Skahawk for Tom McCourt has been in good form of late and has to enter calculations. Another one there is Zarian, was just caught on the line by Catsby Cap over a course and distance last time at Gordon Park. During Joey Sheridan came £7 off that one, and certainly for Dennis Hogan, this one should go very well. But in the 3:45, a horse called Fair Game for Edward Grady certainly would give a good chance too. The first run of the season was only last Monday at Roscommon and finished a good tour, came from the back of the field. It does like these type of big fields, and you know, has a nice draw there. Kevin Manning on board, interesting book on there for Edward Grady, might just be good enough to beat that one. Reverberation for James Mann didn't run so bad last time at the Curragh in a better class contest and would have a chance for Kevin Ryan, but again is an outside draw to overcome. I think Fair Game would have a good chance in that 3:45.
The 3-year-old handicap at 4:55 over 9 furlongs with 14 declared here, Martin.
Yeah, a lot of improving horses here, Patrick. A couple of last time winners, including last Monday, Sheila Lavery's Heavenly Snow was a good winner at Roscommon and up £7 for that. 1-3 lengths on that occasion. Shane Foley takes the mount again, and that would have a good chance. Well, down towards the bottom of the weights, Charlie Fahey's Lyrical Attraction was a winner last time and was up 9 for that in the hands of Rory Cleary. A couple of other horses with a chance. Rehobo Beach for Joseph O'Brien, good tour at Navan last time. That was quite a good effort. While Red Jerry for Noel Mead has run some very decent races in defeat earlier on the season and certainly enters calculation. So a very open race. I think Heavenly Snow, if the rain comes, would have a chance of following class Monday's Roscommon victory, and she gets the vote again.
The final race in the card on Sunday, probably the trickiest of the weekend, is the conditions race over 9 furlongs and just a 5 declared here, Martin.
Yeah, Brendan Bracken and Broad Street are two interesting older horses here. Well, Terzetto from McElford will enter calculations, but I think Wargrave is the one to beat for Fozzie Stack. I tried at a high level last time. I think it was German 2000 Guineas he ran and finished sixth on that occasion. Wasn't a bad effort. I've seen him in at Nace early on the season. Any sort of soft ground would suit him. He likes to make the running. And I think Chris Hayes on board suggests that all is ready for a very big run here. I think he'll take plenty of beating.
Okay, so good racing on over the weekend. Anything else on that card Sunday, Martin?
I suppose the opening race should go the way of the Brian Stable, horse called Mythologic. I've seen one of the pair last Friday week. That was quite a good effort, finished third to a decent looking horse trained by the same trainer. And his 2 year olds certainly are going very well of late. I think Mythological will probably win the very first race.
Okay, so good racing over the weekend indeed. Just a brief look at next week's Royal Ascot meeting. We won't spend too much long on this, Martin, but just a little bit earlier on this lunchtime, the Gold Cup will see 13 runners remaining and last year's winner Stradivarius holding his ground.
Yeah, he's certainly the one to beat already, Patrick, and it looks like, you know, set for a usual great rating at Ryan Ascot. He's certainly been in good form. I think Aidan O'Brien will be represented by Capri. Now, he's been a little bit disappointing, it has to be said. I did hear there's kind of softer ground at the moment at Ascot. If it stayed that way, I think that would suit him. But I'm not quite convinced that he gets the 2.5 mile trip, and this looks a very good Gold Cup. DXB of Mark Johnson would be a big danger to that Stradivarius. He was a good horse last season, second to the Epsom Derby. Things didn't go his way afterwards, but he is in return with a good win there a couple of weeks ago. He liked to step up and trip, and he's probably going to make a lot of running. But Stradivarius looks just a high-class stayer, and it's going to take plenty of beating here. There's no question about that. He's returned as good as ever with his win last time at York. I just think he's a very, very good horse, and coming to the one for Frankie Vittori and John Gosden.
Undoubtedly, the best day's racing is that first day, Martin. The St. James's Palace, the Queen Anne Stakes, the Coventry, and, of course, the King's Stand. It's a fantastic card there, the opening day on Tuesday.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Smacks a three group one race and the opening couple of races. Just fantastic. So, but Phoenix of Spain, I think, was very impressed with the Corrie Top, Patrick, and the Irish 2000 Guineas. Now, provided the ground is reasonably good by Tuesday, it's supposed to dry over the weekend, so I think it will do. I thought he was very impressive under Jamie Spencer. He really did look a very, very good horse on that occasion. And now I see John Godson is fancying two down hot. He's saying he's the best he's had him this season. He did have a kind of unorthodox preparation for the Irish Guineas last time. He does have three lengths to make up on Phoenix of Spain. I think he certainly can close the gap. But there's no doubt the way he won last time. I thought he looks a very, very good horse, Phoenix of Spain, and could be the one to follow in that St. James Palace Stakes on Tuesday.
Okay, so some superb racing. Anything else during that week, Martin?
There's plenty of horses in the Tudor race, I think, Patrick. You know, lots of Aidan O'Brien Tudors, I must say, but there's one horse I've seen, whether he runs or not, I'm not quite sure, a horse of Geraldine's called Siskin. He's in the Coventry Stakes, I think, at the moment. He was very impressive in his two runs today. I've seen him in at Nace and at Tacora. I think he's a really lovely horse. Caledon Brother owns this one. Whatever he does at Ascot, I think he's a horse to really follow for the season, but he looked very, very good on his two runs today and looks a very smart horse indeed. I think he should take plenty of beating. I think Hermosa will probably win the Coronation Stakes on Friday. She looks a very, very good fit. He won the Irish Guineas and English Guineas in good style, and you'd have to say Hermosa will probably start favourite Coronation Stakes and will take all the beating on Friday.
Yeah, okay. Siskin's the only entry he has is that Coventry's run of 7 or 8 to one shot, so do keep an eye out for him, Martin. That is where we will leave it for this week, but before we do, let's get your best bets of the weekend.
Okay, so Limerick tomorrow then, Patrick. I do like the chance of Sours in that second race, the 250. Well, also later on the card, Luminant has a good chance in the 5-10 for Johnny Murta. Then Patrick on Saturday will go along with Wooster in the 305 race. Do think that has a very good chance. Well, in the 415, that's my horse. Should be good enough to win on his first run over fences. Gordon Park on Sunday will take a chance on that Fit for Function again, the 240. I think he's a very solid chance. Well, later on the card, I think a Fair Game in the 345 has a very solid chance as well for Edward O'Grady. Dan Patrick on Sunday, Rain in Spain, number 1 in the 255, has a very, very good chance of winning. Well, number 9, Zaffoli in the 325, I think is another one that could win after winning well at Bannerov last time.
Okay, perfect stuff. Busy weekend of racing this weekend, and of course, Martin, we will catch up next week. Of course, looking forward to the more superb action between the rails indeed. But for the moment, Martin Murphy, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Patrick. Mind yourself.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.